Hello everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Brew with Emily. Today I wanted to do something a little bit different than usual on an Ibrick slash Jezve. Usually I take a natural process or a very light roasted coffee on the Ibrick, which usually extract, you know, quite well any coffee. But here I wanted to share a recipe that I've been experiencing with by using more developed coffee or slightly more medium roast. So for example, today I'm going to use our Bolivian Catura, washed Catura coffee, and it's a de-espresso profile. This profile basically is a medium roast level or medium light. It has a color of 70. So it's a good example for that particular experimentation here. So usually, Ibrick Jezve use a method of extraction called decoction, which extract coffee with an heating element. Here it's the burner, and it's known for really being well extracted at the verge of over extraction. That's why I like using very light roast and a natural processed coffee, because on naturals you really have this natural sweetness that pops in without having any kind of hint of bitterness or astringency. But on dark roast or more medium or more developed roast, it's really easy to over extract this coffee. So I've adapted my traditional classic recipe to something slightly different here. We are going to start as usual with 7 grams of coffee. But here we will use 65 milliliter of water instead of the 7 to 70, instead of the 70, the 1 to 10 ratio. We are going to shorten the ratio a little bit here. In terms of the grind size, I'm using 4 clicks. So it's considered very fine for espresso, but actually it's coarse for just the Ibrick. So I'm going slightly coarser than usual on the Ibrick. Usually my grind size is at 2 or 3. Now it's at 4. On the water temperature, I'm usually using 70, 75. Here I'm using 65 degrees, so a little bit colder. And the main change here is going to be on the heat control. Usually I use a high flame and then I lower it halfway, usually around 1 minute to finish at 130 to 145, but here I'm going to go high flame or medium high all the way through. And we're going to try to finish below a minute and 30 seconds. The idea is really to put all of the chance on our side to avoid a risk of over extraction. This Bolivian coffee is also Catura. The Catura is known for those deep caramel chocolate nutty notes. And I think beside our decaf, this is can be considered as our most developed coffee in terms of color. So it's a good example. All right, so I put my 7 grams. I'm pouring now 65 grams of water at 65 degrees. 66, it's all right. Stirring a little bit, not too much. Here we go. And now I am going to put high flame. That's too high. It's kind of medium high. The more you will use a Jezve Ibrick, the more you'll be comfortable on manipulating the heater, that little burner. So here, as I said, we're really trying to through the flame, obviously extract the coffee, but also agitate the grounds itself with the flow. Of the water. because the heat is kind of creating some agitation inside the brewer. And obviously, the hotter, the more agitation. So here we're really trying to agitate quite quickly and finish early on. And once again, that tip is that when it's rising on the boiling point, I kind of stop it half a inch below the rim instead of going all the way to the surface. All right, it's start rising now. And here I'm not touching or decreasing. I'm really going to let it go until that half a inch down. I'm at 1 minute and 20 seconds. So we're going to hit the target. And we're done at exactly 1 minute and 28 seconds. So quite quick here. And I will be pouring my coffee. So let's say the idea is really to kind of reduce our risk of overextraction. We have, number one, increase the grind size. That's the first thing to do. And number two, decrease the brew time. Well, number two, actually, we have increased our ratio to pour less water so that we don't extract as much, and then decrease our brew time. To decrease our brew time, we did two things. Well, the main thing is like that high heat that we applied all the way through, and we stopped before it kind of boils. But the other tip that I used is to start with colder temperature, below 70 degrees, so that I don't have any kind of rate of extraction starting at that cold temperature. So it's really my agitation and my flame that contributes to the overall extraction here. As I'm washing everything, it's cooling down and we can smell the aroma for now. I will not suggest to drink it now, but I will kind of do it so we can have a little feedback. Very sweet, and you even have that the little bit of acidity that usually you barely have in this coffee on espresso. But because we used coarser grind size, you can really have a slightly cleaner experience. The only downside here is that because you're using coarser grind size, there's a higher risk of small particles floating. So on the body and the texture, it's not optimal. Because the advantage of very fine grind is that it just sinks in the bottom. Here, we have you see that the crema is quite thicker compared to usual, and well, it's partly due to the roast, of course. But here, the coarser grind size can create a little bit of greediness, but as it you let it down, you don't have it anymore, and you really have a sweet, clean, and balanced cup of coffee. I hope this was helpful. If you have any kind of espresso roast, dark roast, or a little more developed coffee that are not the typical natural process I use with the Jazvay Brick, give it a try and let me know what you think. And see you next time for another episode of Brew with Emily.